Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about a new book, Estes Method and EVPs, The Search for Ghostly Voices, with author Nicole Tito. What do you think about bringing trigger objects in?
I think it's a good idea. If you know you're going to locate, if you know the history of a location you're going in and you want to maybe get the energy going, you know, we got toys. We've done like where, when we went to Waverly Hills in Louisville, like, you know, nursing equipment, whether if you wear scrubs or, you know, back then, obviously they wouldn't wear scrubs. They do now, but any sort of stethoscopes or things like that. I think it could, it can help. It's just something that maybe theirs will be attracted to.
Cause you could even do, you know, maybe if, you know, the
music.
Yeah.
Music. Just, oh yeah.
Some old song on Spotify that might connect to them in whatever era they might have passed. And then who knows? They might like Bruno Mars. It's like, what? I've never heard that. That is great. I mean, I love that Silk Sonic album.
We tell nobody's device, like, go buy this device that lights up. They're like, what? You know, so I'm like, you don't know. Like, maybe they will like the newer stuff.
And then once you've collected the evidence, you kind of just wait and go over everything at the end.
Mm-hmm. What I'll do is if I'm recording, I'll tag things. So if there's a noise that's not paranormal, somebody's stomach, I'll say stomach. If there's something that we heard that we want to take note of, we'll be like, oh, record or take note of that. So I don't do any physical notes unless it's like the initial walkthrough. Usually if like the lights are still on and we're still walking around, I might jot a couple things down or questions just depending on location. And then we review them individually. So typically I try to review as soon as possible, obviously with work and life, you know, that doesn't always happen, but I just try to do it as soon as possible. It's fresh in my memory. And then I'll pull it up. I use WavePad, and then that's when I jot notes. If I hear anything unusual, I'll just put timestamp down and I'll go back to it later. So I might listen to it once or twice and I'll just keep moving on. And then I'll kind of dig in deeper and, you know, look at the frequency, look at like the wave pattern and see like, okay, what is this? What's going on? And then when I want a second opinion, that's when I'll clip it and send it to the team. And I don't tell the team what I think it's saying. So I'll be like, hey, do you hear anything in this clip? So I won't even say like, oh, I think it's an EVP that sounds like a woman. I'll just be like, and I'll try to name it something generic in the clip, like basement session one, and see what the team says. Because sometimes what I hear is not what they hear. And it's interesting.
Right. And if you put basement session apple, and then they're going to be like, why'd she say apple? There must be apple in there. And then they're going to hear it.
Correct.
Then they'll be like, oh, that was apple. And
yeah, and sometimes I'll set it up for them like, this was the basement session. It's just, you know, me, Lisa, and Al at this time. So then they know, okay, oh, there's three people. Okay.
Because there's sometimes I've listened to different EVPs and I hear it. You know, it says, get out, or it says, that seems so generic, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I've really heard it. And then other times I've listened to some and they go, if you listen, you could hear it say, Sophia. And I'm like, well, I didn't hear that at all. I don't know what it is they heard, but I did not hear Sophia. So I do think you can be influenced if someone tells you to listen for Sophia. That's what I'm listening for. And I'm not hearing get out or whatever it is. I've heard some creepy get outs too, by the way. So I do not investigate because I'm not brave enough. But I'm fascinated by it. How many places would you even say? Do you even have any idea of how many places you've investigated over the years?
Yes. And it's funny you say that because I finally put that all on paper last year. I'm up to 100. I'm 100. So I think I'm at like 105 investigations.
What? So out of all those places, do you have like a top three or four places that you're like, these are places to go?
Yeah. Like I said, Waverly Hills in Louisville, Kentucky, great place. Mansfield, so Ohio State Reformatory, another great place. And what's my third? I've been to so many good places. I really like Crown Point Jail. It's a smaller jail that's run by the Historical Society now, but it always has a good vibe. We always get something.
What state, where is that?
It's in Indiana. So okay. It's northwest Indiana. That's about an hour outside of Chicago.
So speaking of Crown Point Jail, you sent me, that was a great little segue, because you sent me some recordings and you sent me 1, 2, 3, 4 from Crown Point Jail.
Yeah.
So let's listen to all of these. So let's go to the first one. Can you set this up a little bit?
Sure. So this is in Crown Point Jail. This is from March of 2019. And Crown Point Jail is also known as Lake County Jail. So if you're searching for it, built in 1882, closed in 1974, and it's known for the infamous John Dillinger escaped in 1934. So with Crown Point Jail, we've got a lot of great things. So this particular clip, Lisa and I are doing the Estes method and we're the receivers. So we have the headphones on. We can't hear anything. And my husband and instigator Jim are asking questions. So you're going to hear the responses from Lisa and I about a number.
Okay, here it goes.
What cell number are you?
7.
Wow.
7.
Now, is that you guys saying 7?
Yes. So
everybody.
Lisa and I are saying 7 in unison. We can, remember, we can't hear each other and we can't hear the questions.
Which is interesting because I'm going to play you guys back how you, because you can hear two voices here and it's both you guys going 7.
Yeah.
7.
Seven. Wow.
7.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and Jim's reacting because he's like, oh, because he obviously he can hear Al asking the question to the other male. So he's like, oh, my gosh, like, because they're the operators and they can hear everything. And they're like, oh, wow, look what we're getting. So I had no clue. I'm just saying the number 7 because it's coming over the spirit box. But I had no clue what was going on at that time.
And when, like, did you know, is that one that later on you were like, oh, wow, we, like, at the exact same time said that?
Usually you could tell how it's going because the operators will be like, oh my gosh.
I bet. That was awesome.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, okay.
Good job, you guys.
So they told, and then of course, when I listened to it, I was like, oh wow, that was really good. Like that happened in unison pretty much.
So then there's another one, the second Crown Point from Crown Point Jail again.
Yeah. So in this clip, Lisa and I are again, we're doing the Estes method. We're the receivers. We can't hear anything. And we're in the first floor women's cell block. So Lisa starts getting some responses over her spirit box.
You know, it's weird. The camera keeps focusing. It's got like this auto detect.
Yeah.
And it keeps changing. So I don't know if there's something in here that's picking up.
Maybe.
It's like a, I don't know what you want to call it. There's like a square that.
Don't leave.
We're not leaving.
Oh, hear me. That was a female.
We hear you.
Don't leave.
It's interesting how that works. So she's not hearing them at all. And she's just saying what she's hearing.
Correct. And then I'm also getting things and I can't hear them. So we are both acting as receivers and have our individual spirit boxes.
So don't leave. And what was the other one? Here, I'm going to play it again.
I don't know what you want to call it. There's like a square there.
Don't leave.
We're not leaving.
Oh, hear me. That was a female.
We hear you.
Don't leave.
So you and Lisa can't hear each other at all.
Correct. So she got help. Or she got don't leave twice and I got hear me. And yes, we cannot hear each other.
And a female said that to you.
Correct. That's the, I may note it was a female. Yep.
Now, once you guys heard that, did it, and then you talked to the guys and does it all kind of come together too? You know, once it's over, it's like kind of then you see the big picture.
Yes. I feel like when you're an operator, you kind of get the sense of the big picture because you're seeing, getting all the responses and you're leading it. You're asking the questions. The receiver is kind of hard. You're getting just like a small piece of it. So it's kind of hard to determine if you're successful or not, but that's why you just say things as they come through. And if you ever need to stop, you just pull yourself out of it.
Again, Crown Point Jail. This is the third clip.
So this is the guys now. So the Al is acting as the receiver. So while conducting the Estes methods, he's listening with the headphones and he's telling his friend, Jim, like some instructions that he's getting. So Al is the one under right now.
Here it is.
You let me know when you want me to stop. Come.
Okay, you're getting towards
seat.
Solitary.
All right.
All right, Jim's by solitary.
Send. Send. That was clear. More.
Oh. Oh, shit. Did
you
go
there? Us all down there?
No, Jim, you stay in there.
All right, I can't go any further.
Jim going solitary?
Is it Brandon on there?
No, he's a couple up, right?
Hear me. Yeah. I hear you.
Where do you want him to go?
Let's be up.
I'm all the way up against the bar.
Get it right.
What did he say?
Getting it right.
Getting it right?
Did Jim get it right? Yes or no?
Is this where you need me? In here?
Important.
What do you have to tell him?
Good.
Well, yeah, well, what? You trying to trap him?
You need me in here? Yes or no? Do you want me in this cell? I'm gonna walk away from it. Every time I go in a cell or near one, you stop talking. So now I'm gonna come over here.
Grab
what?
Oh, explain that one just a little bit.
So it's hard if you don't know like who's under or not. So
right.
My husband, Al, is the one under. He's listening. So he was pretty much talking with Jim, who was walking around, about where to go on the cell block. So that was interesting because it was almost telling him where to go and then telling him to stop and, you know, go in this cell and go in that cell.
Yeah.
So,
do you want me here? Do you want me here?
And sometimes, I mean, it's pretty accurate. Like we've had, and all these clips and everything are available online as well. Like we've had it, like we're walking in a cell, it's like, stop behind you, turn around. We're like, what? Sometimes you're like, it knows right where I'm at.
So you could do the Estes method while you're walking.
Well, usually we have, person that's listening.
Okay.
Stay stationary.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, this is more terrifying.
I mean, I guess you could, but I don't advise.
Seems
that.
Dangerous, doesn't it?
I mean, if you had your eyes open and you were kind of in the zone, but you know that, yeah, that could be kind of dangerous, but I guess if you were watching where you're going, I would err on the side of caution.
There's one more from the Crown Point Jail. This says the attic. I've got a thing about attics. And I think a lot of people do. Basements, attics, closets. They're always kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
But set this one up.
Sure. So this is an EVP clip. So we did not hear this in real time. So when we were walking around early in the investigation, we captured a weird voice. And I mean, I know I'm being biased and I'm telling you what we think it says, but you know, other people think it says this. And it sounds like it says the attic. And we did not hear it in real time. And there's going to be a buzzing noise that you hear. And that was, they have like a server in the background that was emitting a lot of EMF energy.
Oh, okay.
Like a computer server.
Oh, not somebody coming up to give you dinner.
No. So that
cocktails.
Buzzing, that,
here.
It was a lot of EMF in that room. High EMF.
Here you go.
This will probably throw out for EMF detector.
Oh, there it was right there. I'm going to play that part again.
The attic.
It's like totally the attic.
Yeah, and it sounds like robotic, I think, the attic. Like, it sounds weird to me.
Yeah, it's like a guy just going, the attic.
Yeah.
That could be two different things. It could be the attic, like upstairs in the attic, or the addict, someone who was addicted.
See?
You don't know. But it definitely is the attic.
Oh, that's a good point. You never thought of it like that. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going on to, this one is labeled Remote Estes.
Yes.
So this one you did remotely. So was this around pandemic time?
Yes, it was in May of 2020.
How did you do it remotely?
So Lisa and her sister were at the haunted location in doing the Estes method. Myself and my husband, Al, are in our house doing Estes method. And Jim was by himself. So he was just asking questions, but he was in his house. So what I did was I live streamed it, like privately. I used Facebook live stream, shot it up to my TV, and recorded it. And we did it. We just started asking questions. So we had two receivers. So Lisa was the receiver in the haunted location, and her sister kind of was there to monitor everything. And then I was doing a lot of the receiving at my home. And then Al was asking, you know, the questions, and we got stuff.
Here it is.
Are you able to communicate with Al and Lisa at the same time?
Watch. Here it comes. It's today.
Huh. Okay.
This, who's saying this watch?
Watch.
That is an EVP.
Yeah, because it's creepy the way it says.
Yes. And if you go website, I have the video of it too. So you could see that none of us are talking when we say watch, because we're all pretty much on the screen. So it's not Lisa and her mouth doesn't move. And it's not Al right now is acting as a receiver. It's not him. And it's obviously not his voice. So
is that pretty uncommon to be doing the Estes method and pick up an EVP like that?
I honestly don't know, because it's so new. I haven't heard many people get it, but I don't know. I feel like I haven't talked to that many people. So I mean, why couldn't you? But that one was interesting because it was definitely not any of us.
I'm going to play it one more time because I'm fascinated. But it sounds like, and even the way it's said.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, it's creepy. It gives me goosebumps.
And yeah, and if you look at the video, it like does like a weird pixelation right when it, after it says that. But again, you know, we're using Facebook live stream. Is that because of the connection, or is it something really paranormal? But if you do watch the video, it gets a little pixelated on Lisa's end.
But they're doing, is that one of those things like, did you hear that at the time or did you hear it later?
No.
Interesting.
I heard it later. So that's what we didn't, nobody heard it at that time.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So then there's Edinburgh Boiler Room.
Yes. So this is another EVP. This is Edinburgh, in Iowa. And you're going to hear us talking, and I don't want to, I'm not going to say what it said, but we captured a male voice whispering something after we respond to somebody that's outside.
Oh, Eric's in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know there's a fleshy out there. There has to be.
A fleshy.
Now you got shit over there banging around.
Okay, so you say something, it sounds like he repeats it.
Like, I know there's a fleshy out there. There has to be.
A fleshy.
So you say something about fleshy, and then it's fleshy?
So our friend Erica calls humans fleshy. So she's like, oh, there's a fleshy out there. And then there's somebody that whispers, sounds like a male to me. A fleshy.
It does. It sounds just like that.
It was none of us. So yeah, and at the time, like, there was only three women in that room. The guys came in later. To me, that sounds like a male voice.
It definitely sounds
just
male.
Yeah, it was just me, Lisa, and Erica at that time. And she said, well, there's a fleshy outside, because one of the teammates walked past the door, and then we get the male, a fleshy. That was from inside.
It was funny when I heard that, because I listened to all of these when you sent them to me. And I'm like, why did she say fleshy? Because I was like, it sounds like she said fleshy, then he said fleshy. And what was that? And because I'm just reading what it's titled. And so I didn't know that fleshy was the word or what that was about. But I thought that's what it sounds like. So that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's just her little quirk that Erica went on an investigation. She's like, oh, it's a flesh, like it's a real human. Oh, it's just a fleshy outside. Oh, it's just a fleshy. That's her little.
That's funny.
And I guess this ghost liked that and repeated it. It's creepy though.
Now there's another one, the last one that we have, and it's about a screech. But could you back up a little bit? Because in the book, I was reading that you have heard screeches at numerous locations.
Yeah. So I call it the screech. And gosh, we've got a noise. It's usually pretty similar, different locations. The first time I ever captured it was June of 2009 at Waverly Hills. And most recently, which is not even in the book because it just happened, is in June of 2023 at the Tinker Swiss Cottage in Rockford, Illinois. So we've gotten it 32 times on different equipment, and not just my equipment. It's been on other team members' equipment too. And it's just weird. It sounds like a breath screech noise, and I don't know what it is and what's following us, but I took all the screens and put them together in this one big clip, and it's available on the website too.
It's interesting because, especially if you're using different equipment, mm-hmm. I could see maybe you're using the same thing and it's corrupt or there's something wrong with your equipment. But there's different equipment, but you're still getting the same sound at different locations.
Yeah, and it's been on camera and audio equipment. So audio recorders and cameras.
And here it is. Now that you've explained that to me, it makes more sense. Because when I first heard it, I'm like, this is weird screeching. And then some in there. And
yeah.
And I'm like, but it's like they're edited. Now that makes sense. Those are all different clips from different locations.
Correct. So I have each clip available, like it's full length on the website, but I wanted to put them all together like a short. So I think it's like a minute long, this clip, because it's just weird. And I don't know what it is, but it's been following us for quite some time.
Now I'm listening in headphones. So if someone's listening to this episode, they're driving in their car, kids are in the background. This is actually one you do want to listen to almost with headphones on, because you can really hear all of the
light.
Mm-hmm. You can hear the and there's some of the kind of screechy thing that happens over people talking.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So go back and listen to this with a pair of headphones on and you'll pick up on all of it.
But that, if you ever got something like that, let me know. I don't know what it is. And it's on different equipment. It's probably on like about 8 different pieces of equipment. So I can't just chalk it up to
right.
that.
The website, and it's ghostly-voices.com. And it's not correct. Spelled out dash. It's an actual dash. But yeah. as soon as that came out of my brain, I'm like, somebody's going to type in the dash word. But it's just a dash. And there's so much evidence on your website. It's fun to just look through all that.
Yeah, so it's been since 2011. So I try to keep it updated. I just revamped it about a year ago to try it a little more user-friendly. But yeah, all the evidence is out there. It's categorized by state, by newest. And then there's like the Estes Method evidence as well. It has its own page. Lot of information out there. So, and the screech owl, it has its own page as well.
The book you can get all over the place, and you can easily get it on Amazon. That's where I got it. I just downloaded it to my phone. But it's Estes Method and EVPs, The Search for Ghostly Voices, author Nicole Tito. Don't you love hearing that, author Nicole Tito?
I do.
It's really interesting. But like I said earlier, if you're an experienced investigator, there's going to be something in there maybe you haven't thought about. And if you're new to it, there's just some really good tips on the equipment and what does what. And sometimes you get intimidated about asking someone about that. And you do a really good job of explaining it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you so much for doing this. This has been so interesting.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And that wraps up our conversation with Nicole Tito about her new book, Estes Method and EVPs, The Search for Ghostly Voices. It's available on Amazon and other booksellers. For more information and to hear more audio evidence, visit her website, ghostly-voices.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you will find everything there, also all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.